Okay, quick question. Do you know what you would pray if your phone rang right now with the worst news of the week?
Honestly, I'd probably just panic.
Yeah, me too. Until the day I actually had to find out.
What happened?
My daughter called me from the side of the road. Her voice was cracking. Her phone was dying. She said, "Dad, I can't talk long. I was in an accident. My hands are burned. Can you come?" And then she hung up.
Before you could ask anything?
Before I could ask a single thing. 40 minutes driving to reach her, not knowing, and I had nothing ready, just raw fear looking for somewhere to land.
So today we're talking about what you did about that.
7 prayers, short ones, scripture anchored, prayed so many times they come out before the panic does, because crisis does not RSVP.
Stick around, this one's personal, it's practical, and you can start using these today.
Welcome to the Saul Barden Podcast, where we talk faith, tech, and wellness. It's one man's real, sometimes messy journey toward more pace, more peace, and more passion. Today, Season 1, Episode 2, 7 Powerful Prayers for All Situations.
And I'm Lydia. I'm here to ask the questions you'd probably ask, and to occasionally keep Saul from going too deep into theology before we've even said hello.
Fair. Let's just say I have the tendency.
So, Saul, before we get to the 7 prayers, I want to go back to the car. Your daughter was okay?
She was okay. Her hands healed, the car didn't, it was totaled. But I made a decision on that drive that I wasn't going to be caught empty-handed like that again.
And the result of that decision is this list.
This list. Some of these came from other people. Pastors, teachers, books. Some I stumbled into myself. All of them I've prayed hundreds of times until they became something closer to instinct than effort.
Okay, 7 prayers. Where do we start?
Prayer 1. This is the one that actually came out of that drive. God, I don't thank you for this, but I thank you that you are good. You work all things for our good, and something good is about to happen.
That's not what I expected a prayer to sound like. You're basically saying you're not grateful for the bad thing.
Exactly. And I think that honesty is what makes it work. It draws a line between the pain of the moment and the goodness of God. It won't let the first one distort the second. Romans 8:28, God works all things for good. Not that all things are good. There's a difference.
Say the "I don't thank you for this" out loud.
That's the pro tip. It feels strange the first time, but naming what you're not grateful for makes the rest of the prayer honest instead of hollow.
Prayer 2. Tell me about this one. You called it the prayer for when you want something specific.
Do what glorifies you, brings us the most eternal rewards, and causes us to fall in more in love with you.
That sounds like giving up control.
It is, and I need it most when temptation hits, when I want to hand God a very specific script for what should happen, especially around people I care about. But my idea of the best ending isn't always God's. So instead of asking for the outcome I want, I ask for the 3 things I know are always His will: His glory, our eternal reward, a deeper love for Him.
Because those 3 things, God never says no to.
That's the whole point of it. It's a prayer He can't say no to, because it's already what He wants.
Prayer 3, the prayer for the wait. This one feels like it's for a specific kind of heart.
I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know God will heal me. I picked this one up from Chris Hodges, and it's done more for my faith in long seasons than almost anything else on this list.
What does it do that other healing prayers don't?
It holds 2 things in tension at once. God's will to heal, and God's timing, which is not our timing. A lot of teaching on healing quietly drops one or the other. This prayer keeps both, and it's honest about the fact that full healing for all of us won't come until heaven. That's not defeat, that's honesty. And honesty builds more faith than pretending ever could.
I like that framing. Prayer 4 is one I had to read twice. You called it the Kojak prayer?
Right. Think of the old TV detective, KJC. Kingdom, Jesus' reward, covenant. Lord, heal me to advance your kingdom. Lord, heal me so that Jesus gets the reward of his suffering. Lord, heal me because we live under a better covenant than the old one.
That's not just asking for healing. That's grounding the ask in something much bigger.
That's exactly it. I found the heart of this prayer in Randy Clark's book, Biblical Basis for Healing. And I'll be direct, if you need healing, go to a meeting where Randy Clark is speaking. Years ago, at one of his meetings, God healed me of an autoimmune disease doctors called incurable. That's been medically confirmed ever since.
That's not a small thing to say.
It's not a small thing that happened.
Prayer 5. This is the one for when you're disappointed in someone, including yourself.
I am loved by God. I am a lover of God and people. I am successful and happy.
That sounds more like an affirmation than a prayer.
The line between the two gets thin when you're reminding yourself of something that's true. I use this one when someone lets me down, when I let myself down, or when I wonder if any of this matters. It brings me back to the one thing that never changes. God, the creator of the universe, dearly loves me.
You mentioned in the post that you're honest about where this one came from and why that honesty matters.
I adapted it from something Mike Bickle taught. And I can't say that without also saying, Bickle is the subject of serious, credible allegations of sexual abuse, including of a minor. An independent investigation confirmed them. That's a real betrayal of real people, and it grieves me. I named the source because I believe in being honest, not because I endorsed a man. We can learn from people who don't finish well. Solomon didn't finish well either.
Prayer 6. You called this one the prayer that stacks time.
I am healed. I was healed. I am being healed. Three tenses, all at once.
Why does that matter, the different tenses?
Because each one is doing different work. I was healed is the finished work of the cross, past tense. Settled, done. I am being healed is the present reality, what God is doing right now. I am healed is the confidence that the outcome is already decided. Most healing prayers choose one. This one holds all three at the same time.
And you live in the tension between them.
You live in all three at once. That's what faith actually looks like.
And the last one, prayer 7, is the one for when you wake up already tired.
I have everything I need to be who God wants me to be and to do what He has called me to do today. I adapted it from something Michael Hyatt shared. I pray it on the mornings when I feel like I'm already behind before the day starts.
It's a declaration, not a request.
That's the key. I'm not asking God to eventually equip me. I'm reminding myself He already has, for today, for this specific assignment. 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Past tense. Done. I just need to believe it.
That one I'm writing down.
So, 7 prayers. One for when it makes no sense, one for when you want a specific outcome, one for the long wait, the Kojak prayer for healing, one for when you're disappointed, one that stacks all three tenses, and one for when you wake up already empty.
You said something in the post that stuck with me, that you thought you were making a list of things to say to God. But what you actually made was a list of things God had already said to you, and you were just giving it back to Him.
That's the real thing I found making this list. Every one of these prayers is really scripture in my own words. You're not making up hope in the moment. You're remembering it.
Don't try to memorize all 7 tonight. Pick 2 or 3. Pray them this week in ordinary moments so they're ready when the hard ones come.
Something changed after that call from my daughter. The gap closed a little between what I believe and what I actually say when it matters. I hope these prayers close that gap for you too.
If you want the full write-up, the scriptures behind each one, the books, the sources, it's all on the blog at saulbarden.com. We'll drop the link in the show notes.
And if you like this one, come back for episode 3. You can also subscribe to my posts at saulbarden.com/subscribe. Choose the categories you care about, faith, tech, wellness, whatever's useful to you, and we'll only send you that.
I'm Lydia.
I'm Saul. Pray before the crisis hits.
Genuinely, try prayer 2 before you tell God what the answer should be.